Okay. So once again, we're in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. We'll do Vav again. It's in the on page 47, in the middle. So we saw this on Thursday briefly. So the Machaber says, we're talking about the Aliyahs. That's the general topic. So the Machaber says, Yechon beis alikros beis achim ze achar ze. Call two brothers for Aliyahs, one after another. Two brothers consecutively. Ve'aben acharav. And also you could also call a father, then a son, or a son, then a father. Ve'eman yechon al bishvil ein hara. But we don't do it. We don't do it because of ayin hara. Because of ayin hara. You know, people start talking. Also, no, I don't want to say that. It's brought down a father and a grandson. Also, we want to. Some disagree with that, but... okay, so we don't allow it. And even if one brother, let's say, will be Shvi and the next one will be Matir. So there's a break in between. There's Kaddish in between. Tamashas. So there's Kaddish in between. Still, we don't like that. Lo yikro hasheni b'shmo. We still don't do that. Lo yikro hasheni b'shmo. Mishum ayin har. We don't call the second guy up because ayin har. And basically, we don't do that. So the bottom line is that the Mishnah Berurah says that you basically, in order to call two close relatives, one after another, the only way you could do it is only A, if you have a kaddish in between. B, it's a different sefer Torah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings out. So let's say, coming up before you know it, will be the Dal Parshios. Right, where we have a different sefer Torah, right? Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Sparo, Parsha, right? So if you call one brother Shvi, then we have Kaddish, then we have a separate sefer Torah. So then we would allow it. Then it would be okay. And that's the idea. Then there's a separate question. How about if they don't care about the ayin hara? Well, I have two brothers, one another. They don't care about that. Do you allow that or not? But another question is, how about for a hag of galila? How about do we let two relatives, to a father and a son? Right? Two brothers, one go hag, one go galila. So the Torah's Chaim brings down that it depends. Depends on the custom of the shul. If it's just like a lot of shuls do, they call Yom Tov, blah, 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 blah. Two guys go up Hagul Glila, and we don't make a Mishabera, so they're not called by name. Just say, Yamdu Amma Biyavah Galal. So then it'll be okay for leaving Lechachila for two brothers to go Hagul Glila. If there is a Mishabera in between, so therefore we'll call them up by name, and everybody sees that they're both, it's the same last name, and then everybody obviously knows that they're two brothers, so then you shouldn't do it. Even Hagul Glila shouldn't be two brothers if there's a Mishabera. Okay? Okay, let's go on to Zion. Anything else I have time? Yeah. Zion. You're probably all familiar with this halakha. Olo l'migdal. Person goes up to, you know, migdal literally means tower. But what it means is goes up to Aliyah, right? Because usually where we have the bima is a bima. It's raised. So you go up, and that's why we call it an Aliyah, right? Besides the spiritual connotations. Olo v'pesach shehu lo b'derek sara. So when you go up for Aliyah, you go up in the shortest possible route. Depending where you are, in other words, you go left or you go right, or which way do you come? Answer is, the Machaber says, you go the shortest possible route. The Mishnah Berurah Chofetz Chaim explains two reasons. One is for kavod of the tzibur. People are waiting for you, right? You see this, once people get on Leah, takes them a little while to get up there, not so much. But people are waiting. Right? People are waiting. A lot of this is just seichel, but let's not get into that. The other reason is because of kavod haTorah, to show that you're excited to get an aliyah. Okay, an aliyah will come. That's wrong. So therefore, you have to show excitement, and therefore also the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you go up to the Torah, you should not shuffle up there. V'yered mehamigdol b'derech achar, shehulo b'derech arucha, ad mekamo. And when you leave from the Aliyah, we'll talk about when you leave from the Aliyah, you go around the other way, which is the longer route. The longer route. And you go the longer route, we'll try to figure that out, to show that you're not in a hurry to leave, right? There's no problem with Kavod HaTzibur because they don't have to wait for you. We'll talk about that a little later. But that's the idea. And, obvious question, I mean, based on Hadrachim Shavim, how about if they're both equidistant? You could go up either way, they're both the same equidistant. So which way do you go? Olo b'Pesach Shuhulo b'Derech Yamin v'Yoreh b'Pesach Shenedo. So you should go up the right way and come down the left, because right, as we know, is always more important. Now again, just to use as a frame of reference, again, usually the shulchan's on a raised platform. You probably see this in other shuls, classic shul, if you go to. But and there's entryways, right, on each side, right on the left and right side, right. There's opening. You go up from that side or this side, right? You know. So again, just think of it in that way. So which way do I go up? Do I go from that side or go up from that side? So that's the issue. So again, that's halacha. The answer is you go basically whichever way is quickest, and you go down whichever way is longest for the reasons we went before. Mirat Hashem tomorrow. We'll get into when do you go down from the Aliyah. Talk about that Blin Eder tomorrow also. Yes.
So just for the Bar Mitzvah recently, where the father and son were called up, one after another, and happened to be, was the halakha being made there?
The problem might have been that